not just an artist. I'm also a graphic designer. I can do this whole label. So why not fill that need for like the craft beer market?
Hello and welcome back to the Craft Brewers Creative Podcast. I am your host, Jenna Steele. This is a Beer Can Lover production. What else do we say here? Go follow me on Instagram at Beer Can Lover. But hello, welcome back. Excited to be here today again because I have an interview today to share with you that I love with Jen Bohr from Hoot Design Studio. And she is so crazy talented. She does such incredible work. And she is a graphic designer and illustrator with her studio, and she does the artwork for Monument City, like literally everything from all their cans, their posters, t-shirts, tap handles, selling sheets for their distributors to everything, and like 12 more breweries and other companies too. She does so much. Her labels are amazing, and so super excited to talk to her. So let's get to it. So I am going to be talking to Jen Bohr from Hoot Design Studio. Here we go.
I'm so excited that you offered for me to be on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love your work so much. Like I think you commented on something. I commented back or something. And then I go and look at your page and I was like,
she does beer stuff.
It's perfect. Like it's incredible. Cause I love your style and I love that you would do cans, but also other stuff. Like I'm just, what was one thing I saw of yours that I was like, this is the best thing ever. What does it say? What brewery? This is the first anniversary of 1623.
Oh, the beer can with the pandemic masks and stuff. Oh, that was so fun to work on.
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with that. So, you know, those like, I feel like it's often like dumpling places or what's it called? Like bubble tea places often have like the caricature of either like bubble tea or like a dumpling. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's not quite in that style, but a little reminiscent or whatever. And so when I started thinking about like my logo and stuff, I wanted to have like that somehow. And
just that fun kind of,
yeah,
vibe.
It's like fun, cute, and the Brandon who did my branding, gave me like my initial three concepts, and that was one of them. And I mean, everyone just hated it. Like, feedback across the board. And it looked like a surfer dude. You couldn't even tell it was a can. I thought it was the cutest, best thing in the world. I'm obsessed with it. I would, but like, it just did not resonate. And so I saw these and I was like, she did it. She fully did it. And the masks are so funny. I just love that. So is everything you do on paper?
Some of like that was done on the iPad, like in Procreate. So I drew like actually on the iPad, but usually everything always starts with a pencil sketch. And then I'd say 80% of my designs are pen and ink. Cause a lot of the, you know, artists out there, I guess if you want to use the word competitors, like in the beer can label, like design world.
Sorry, I'm looking at your website is where my eyes are.
They're illustrating in like a digital format versus like mine is more traditional. So it definitely stands out. And a lot of times, you know, that's why the client is hiring me for that handcrafted fine line, you know, the pen and ink stuff.
So, yeah.
And that's, I love to do that. It's, as we dive into it, I can talk more about, you know, how I got into illustrating and, I didn't know if you wanted me to give like a whole background, like,
yes, I'm sorry. This is how it goes. It's like, I just end up like, I just have so many comments about your work. I'm like, there's just,
oh, that's awesome. That makes me feel so good. This is the needed conversation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, but seriously, like Well, okay, so, okay, we need to get to the interview so that I can ask the questions that will answer the questions I'm having at the moment, because my mind is racing looking at your stuff because I'm obsessed with it. Okay, so I would love to, if you want to introduce yourself and kind of maybe tell us a little bit about your background, what you do.
So I'm Jen from Hoot Design Studio out of York, Pennsylvania. And I illustrate for the craft beer community and craft beer enthusiasts, specifically beer label design and brewery branding. I've been in the graphic design industry over 15 years. I've worked at design agencies and firms doing print production, logos, branding, everything from catalogs to business cards to trade shows. I have a ton of experience in advertising and print production. Illustration's always kind of been a back burner thing for me. Just something fun, a hobby. Of course, I've always wanted to incorporate drawing and my fine art into my design. But like I said, I went to school for graphic design, and that's been my bread and butter, just trying to find an art career path that I could make a living on, you know. So drawing, I've set up at different art shows and galleries, and it's always been hard to kind of make a living with just my drawing. So that's how I got into graphic design. But my illustration career really launched.
So, sorry, real quick. So where's the hard differentiation though between your drawing work and your graphic design work? Like, where's that line for you kind of?
Well, it's, I would say, like, I describe Hoot Design Studio as that I combine the art of graphic design and illustration.
Okay.
There's a lot of graphic designers out there that are great at layout and print production and putting something together and making it look nice and making it sell something.
Okay.
But a lot of times, at the agencies I've worked for in the past, they can't even draw, you know. A graphic designer and an illustrator are essentially almost two different people.
Got it.
But I can do both. So I really try to promote that in my studio that I'm the jack of all trades and I'm not just doing the layout and the branding, but I can also draw. I'm doing the artwork on the label.
Yeah. So what usually comes first with that, like, do you do the, like, if you have an illustration for a can or something, it'll have to have the other elements added to it. So do you have an idea of, like, how much room you have to work with first, or?
Yeah.
Like, usually, do you do the layout? So you have, like, a frame for where you can put the illustration, or do you do the illustration first? Sorry, I'm jumping into a very specific question.
That's great. Ask along the way. Depending on the size of the can, if it's a 12 ounce or a 16 ounce, and then it also depends on the printer that the brewery uses, because even though it's a 16 ounce, every label, depending on the printer that the brewery uses, is a different size. It could be 5 inches, it could be 4 3/4. So I use that template in mind when I'm designing the label to know how much space I have on the can for the illustration work. To allow room for whatever the branding is with their logo, the typography. So essentially, I look at that space and kind of envision how I can fill the illustration with it. So before I even start drawing the artwork, I'm definitely thinking about the composition and the layout and the graphic design and how it's all going to work together.
Cool. Thanks. Okay, sorry. So back to Hoot Design is where you combine the two.
So Hoot Design Studio combines the art of graphic design and illustration, which I think is, you know, a very powerful combination in my studio. I've worked with other artists that just do the art, and then I help put that in the label for them to digitize it and get it to, you know, be forward thinking and with the laces out on the can. I offer both. I really got started. My first label was I got a sample here for moonshine, before I even got into the craft beer industry.
Is there like a definition of moonshine, or is it just like,
Like what is moonshine?
Like, I feel like in my head, moonshine is like what your uncle who hunts makes in his garage, like a defined distilled beverage. Like what is it?
I guess it's a kind of like whiskey kind of, but it's like, but like you said, when I think of it, I think of like a backwoods, you know, like, so for this illustration, we did this cabin
woods
and an old still that's like, cause I think a lot of it was made like during, you know, Prohibition, and people are making it with copper pipes in miles back in the woods, hidden away from, you know, the public. So I guess it's a distilled spirit, I guess.
But like, what's the grain? Like, you know how like, we can ask, yeah. I can get a moonshine expert on sometime.
Yeah.
I just get so curious. Wait, that's so cool. So was that, where are they located?
So they're located in Dover, Pennsylvania.
Is that nearby you?
Yeah. Like about a half hour or so from here. So the label was actually a friend of mine that has a design studio, and he did the graphic design of the label, and he just commissioned me for the artwork, which is what started the light bulb in my brain. Like, I'm not just an artist. I'm also a graphic designer. I can do this whole label, you know? So why not fill that need for like the craft beer market and, you know, the label industry, that I can provide both? Because there are, you know, a lot of breweries out there that are using separate a graphic designer that they have in house and an illustration artist, but I can do both. So I think that's what really sets me apart from the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool. I like that. That's interesting that you say that, because it's so fascinating how every single brewery really does things differently. And like you said, a lot use two different, someone separate for the graphic design and the illustrations.
Being able to do both.
But being able to do both and understanding what they want, but then also being able to then be consistent and then have like kind of like more of a feel, I feel like, is so beneficial. But so what would you recommend to breweries who they either have them separately or they, you know, are trying to maybe rethink who they're working with or what types of people they want to work with, and how, if they don't know anything other than I need labels on my beer, like what, like would your advice be to like when looking for like a designer or a, I use the terms like interchangeably, but they're so different.
Yeah. Like what would I recommend a brewery?
Yeah, I mean, working with you, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of like what are the like base things that you think are really important when, you know, looking to find someone or just kind of starting these decisions? Like, what do you recommend, or how does that process usually start for you? Do you have like, you ever started with a brewery when they've not had labels before? Are you helping them transition a brand? Is it ever one-off projects?
Yeah, all of the above. I would definitely recommend, if it's a new brewery or even someone looking to refresh, that they work with someone that has a background in graphic design. I get asked all the time on Instagram from amazing artists out there that draw in pen and ink or lithography or scratch board, and they have a beautiful portfolio. They can knock my socks off drawing. You know, some of their stuff is just fantastic. Yeah. But if you don't have a graphic design background and an eye and an experience to be able to digitize your art, how to pair it with typography and the brand and the layout, there's so much more to label design than just the art, than just making it look pretty. You have dye lines, bleeds, sometimes there's white layer. If I'm doing a label that's for foil, there's a lot of knowledge that comes with being a designer and working in print production, not even specifically for the craft beer industry, but just how the size of fonts, what's going to grab somebody's attention, how to fit everything on that front label so that, you know, just the sides that wrap around are basically just eye candy. The layout, like for instance, this one is a shrink wrapped label. So there's so much extra margin and stuff that you need in your files and your layers, and understanding all that is completely different than how can I draw a flower and make it look pretty.
So I don't want to try and understand how the file would have to be to then like wrap around the skin.
I don't want to know.
I'm so grateful there are people like you so that I never have to learn that.
Yeah.
Because
that's one thing that sets myself apart from just being an artist is I have that background and that experience. Because if you don't and you just hire an artist and that file isn't set up right, guess what? The printer is going to charge that brewery extra because there wasn't bleed, there wasn't enough margarine, it wasn't within the trim line, it wasn't. So they're going to get gouged with all kinds of extra stuff. Because
will they charge them more but fix it? Or will they print something not great?
Sometimes both. Sometimes both.
And by they, I mean, obviously, there are different companies, but
there are specific printers that'll print just like brewery stuff from like keg collars, tap handles, beer labels.
Have you ever designed like those mini kegs?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've done like
the
little mini, like the little 16. Those are so fun.
They're not
the little puppy ones.
Like they just look cute. They're like
Like they're just a thick, you just want to like squeeze them.
Yes, I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, what size is that? What are those called? Oh, nicknamed Bubba Keg. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, they're just so cute, and I feel like it's just so easy to, I don't know, make it look amazing, but because it's just inherently so cute. But sorry, anyways. Back to
just the experience with, you know, if you're looking to hire someone to do your labels, that it's much more cost efficient and to work with one person that can do it all. Because I've worked with breweries that have come to me to help fix labels that another artist did. And if, you know, your label is like this, so if the artist is doing this amazing, let's say it's a campfire series of a stout or something, and they did this amazing painting of a campfire that's like this, and there's all this stuff happening, but the can is, that label's horizontal. So what are you going to put on the sides? If you take just their campfire and shrink it down, it's just going to be here.
I've seen some awful examples.
What goes over here? You know,
there are some breweries I can think of that I'm thinking of specifically, and I'm like,
you have to think ahead.
That
of what
piece doesn't work like. Because it's like, this is this is awkward and this isn't centered, or like,
yeah, and that's
this when is it's disconnected. And it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
That clunky feeling, if you can hire an artist that does it all, because to have somebody do the art and then somebody do the label, you're working with a piece of art that wasn't designed specifically for that size and the area. Mm. So then you have to force it, and it doesn't. There's a disconnect when you see it on the shelf. You know, it's like, something's off about this. Yeah. It's not a powerful looking label.
So how did you start doing, I know you said the first one you did was the moonshine. How did you find yourself in the craft beverage industry? Do you like beer? Was this art first or beer first? Like how did this happen?
I do like beer. it definitely was art first. Like I said, I've been a graphic designer. I graduated college in 2004.
But the projects you did beforehand weren't beer related?
No, they were like catalogs, pocket folders, branding.
Okay.
I've done billboard designs, you know, any kind of graphic design you can think of. But I got into the craft beer industry when a local friend that had an agency of her own, she knew that I drew, that I like to draw, and they were looking, the client that she was working with was looking for an illustration for the label. And she wasn't an artist. She was a fantastic graphic designer, but she didn't really have the skills of drawing. So she commissioned me to do the illustration based on the size of the label to pop it in. So that's kind of when I was like, hey, I could do both. You know, I'm not one or the other. I can provide this to breweries. So I started doing some contests. I, you know, looked on Twitter, looked on Google, just seeing what, you know, different things out there. And I entered a couple beer label contests and I won one, which was for Wall and Paul Pack up in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. Cool. And from there, they asked me, they said, hey, we love your style. We love everything about it. What would you charge to do a label? And I think I've done probably 12 labels for them since winning the contest.
Oh, wow.
So they have become, you know, one of my first clients, along with several breweries down in Baltimore, Maryland, that I do the work for. So it wasn't something, you know, out of college when you think like, hey, what do you want to get into with your art career? What do you want to design? I never would have thought, hey, craft beer. You know, it's an amazing, basically a mini art gallery on the can.
Uh-huh.
To put your label and showcase my graphic design skills, my topography skills,
yeah,
you know, hand-drawn illustration. It combines everything that I love to do, but, you know, I never thought of that as a career path. And to be honest, it really took off when the pandemic hit, because I was doing, you know, graphics, like I said, billboards and catalogs, all kinds of postcards, all kinds of other stuff. And when the pandemic hit, I had a lot more breweries reach out to me after seeing that one or two labels that I did, because their tap rooms were closed, restaurants were closed. They were forced to can more for their distribution. So, and you know, in turn, they needed more labels. They were looking for new label artists. They were looking for people that could, you know, turn stuff and be able to,
yeah,
like I said, do it all, provide it all.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, I really
started
to focus on the crafts.
That's awesome. It's funny. COVID was somehow huge impact on everything, obviously, but really, really changed the beer can game, because so many places that didn't can beforehand had to start. People,
yeah,
that like, or canning more. And also that it was never shut down because, like, essential business, like, it was an essential business. And like, it's just, there were so many like pieces that made it like, there was so much can labels and art that came, that we are a huge push towards it, I feel like, and just kind of even more of a focus on it than,
yep,
than before. And also like when you can't go to the brewery and you have to pick it up to go, it's when the label, it's like you also get to bring a piece of the brewery home too, and it's like we haven't done anything. So like, it's such a great, it's just crazy how,
yeah,
COVID just is crazy.
Yeah, there was, you know, ups and downs, and I was doing a lot of design work. I had lost a lot of larger companies. I did all the marketing and branding for Spirit Trust Lutheran.
For what?
Spirit Trust Lutheran, a senior retirement community. So they were one of my huge clients, you know. And when the pandemic hit, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the companies out there, they're first thing to go is their marketing budget.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, we don't need this. We don't have money to be making new brochures and, you know, all these different,
yeah,
things. Like, people are losing their jobs, and we're not worried about getting, you know, new things out there. So I had lost a lot of clients due to, like, they just couldn't afford to design anything anymore.
Yeah.
But in turn, I started gaining craft beer, you know, breweries and enthusiasts, from, you know, posters for virtual concerts to Zoom stuff to, like, so it, like,
oh,
totally years, and it's been rewarding. I must say that, like, I'm thankful that
isn't it the best community?
Yeah, it pulled me out of design work that I wasn't passionate about. I was a keyboard puppeteer. I was, mm-hmm, you know, make it bold, make it bigger,
yeah,
whatever they wanted, and it wasn't creative.
Yeah,
and
I mean, and honestly, like, I'm just thinking, like, how exciting are the people who run senior care centers to work with versus like craft brewers? I feel like it's
exactly
those are very, very different.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's funny, regardless of the work you're doing, I feel like the what industry you're in and the people in it, it obviously makes such a big difference. And isn't this just the best industry?
Like,
isn't everyone like, it's obviously in life, some people suck, but like everyone, for the most part, it's just, it's, I'm coming from like banking and stuff. So I'm like, this is the best. Like, yes, let's have a beer. And
yes. Everyone's so passionate. Yes. And caring. Like I've never felt so respected in my career ever. Like I've worked for companies before that would flat out tell me like your work looks ugly and it looks like someone dropped it in a mud puddle. And there'd be days I'd come home from work.
And you're like, yeah, well, it matches your brand. So
is it like they hated my work. I felt like an awful artist. I felt like nothing I could ever do was right. And now like working for the breweries and the craft beer enthusiasts, everybody is so excited about my work. And they're like, you know, sometimes there's hardly any changes, you know, they're like, oh, you nailed it. We love it. And you know what the best part is? Being able to pick it up on a can and drink it and like see your art and be able to sample it, to go to the brewery and, you know, just to click with the head brewer that put all that time and energy into making what's inside this can. Mm-hmm. And then to combine it with all the passion for me to design the label that tells the story of what it, you know, a visual taste of what people expect to try when they try the beer. So yeah. It's a full circle of, you know, the creative energy that goes into it and the passion that everybody shares when drinking the beer.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cause I feel like too, with like what you were saying with other industries and things where it's like, oh, we want this bigger or something, or it's not that creative. It's also partially like what you're designing, or if you're doing like, I don't know, like a brochure or something, it's like, nothing like a brewer who just spent 2 years perfecting this beer that he's so passionate about, and to travel to wherever to get whatever,
the
like
hops and malts and the, you know,
and batch after batch, like, because so, and it's like, I put so much into the insides, I want the outsides to reflect it. But where in other things where like there wasn't maybe as much passion and input and like blood, sweat, tears, heart, soul, like everything in it, it's like, it's so much easier to be like, yeah, just make it whatever, like, and have just such a different attitude.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's more near and dear to the brewer, like you said, that, I mean, they put time, energy, money, like, into the quality ingredients to get it to taste just right, and so much effort. They want that label to sell their beer, to tell a story of how awesome it tastes.
Yeah.
You know, because that essentially, you know, the power is in the packaging. When that can is on the shelf and the distributor, nobody's there giving free samples. You have no idea what it tastes like. So the main thing that, you know, the customer is looking at, they look at that label. Like, does this make me want to drink it? Do I want to pick it up and buy it? Yeah. Do I recognize the brand where it's from? You know, the brand awareness of that logo. It's, you know, just as important as that. The liquid that's inside is the label that's selling that liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with it in the craft beer industry because I find they're like-minded people. They're just as passionate about what they do as what I'm doing, compared to doing that brochure for a retirement community that's just like, put a picture of grandma here and I want this bigger over here. And, you know, you're a keyboard puppeteer just dictating exactly what they want and where they want it. You don't get to use your creative mind or insight of, you know, hey, I have ideas too.
Yeah.
You know?
And as like, as a creative person, like, I can't imagine and like wanting to be creative and feeling like when you're not just doing passion projects or your own work, you're doing like your job is often a lot less, I feel like, you know, artists end up often with a lot like less creative jobs than they would want in life and whatever. And I feel like craft beer, it's like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah,
like you can really do anything. Because if you go into like, I don't know, like even like you just do logos or something, I don't know. It's like, there's not endless possibilities. There are a lot, but I feel, or with anything specific, but I just feel like with craft beer, there is literally, you can do anything because that's like just the, it's such an eclectic, fun. Yeah,
if you're an artist, it's just, it's the perfect opportunity to showcase your illustration and your style and the variety, you know, like whether it's going to be whimsical or is it going to be realistic or is it going to be, you're not stuck in that cookie cutter, like this is how we always do it, how it always has to be. Like every brewery is different. Some breweries work with several different artists in their portfolio. The names are always funky and fun, and you really get to add personality to stuff. And then, you know, it's not just the labels. Like I do, it usually starts with the label, but then, you know, we'll carry things on to coasters, t-shirt designs, gig coasters, oh, just everything. So like the whole package is just, it's so rewarding. I've never felt so fulfilled as an artist, like, than working in the craft beer industry. And I feel appreciated and respected, you know, that you can't put a price tag.
It's so amazing working in an industry where, again, there's exception or whatever, but the people aren't in it for money.
It's a passion career.
It's just a different attitude that people have just when they wake up in the morning, when they do everything. And it's like, I mean, and that's kind of my COVID reckoning was, I mean, I was doing like managing deals that were like, you know, tens of millions of dollars and just making people money. And I'm just like, the attitude of just the whole thing, the difference when it's like our company exists to make money, or because we have money and we're going to turn it into more money, versus, and that being the, and just how much we can do, from that being the 24/7 thought process to I love it, hopefully I can feed myself and make a living off of it, but like this is amazing and this is life and this is what I want to do. It's the so much more pleasant to work with, and like just so much more, it's just like a lot, it's like just life. But I just got this, I was given like a press box thing from this brewery and it included this sticker, and I don't even know what the sticker is for. I don't know.
And sticker design, that's another one that, you know, kind of comes out of, again, it starts with the label.
And what I love is that beer people like also genuinely like stickers. It's like, somehow it's not old. Like somehow people still want a sticker, and that makes, I love them. And I feel like,
they have their beer fridges that are plastered with stickers. Uh-huh. I just love it. From all the breweries I visited.
My, like, one of my audio kits for my podcast gear is I started covering that with my beer stickers. And because I don't have, like, I don't own this fridge or anything. but I'm like, I wanted to, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then literally within a week of starting, I'm like, I'm running out of room. I have so many stickers. Like,
where do you put them? Like, yeah, I have some on home. This is one of my little portfolios that I have some of my artwork in. So I start covering, you know, it's like, I have them somewhere.
But it's like, I love them so much that I don't want to waste it. Like, I want to make sure that where
it's a good spot where it's,
it will last. But look at this sticker, and I don't even know what it's for. Like, because it was a collaboration between this brewery and a local, like, organization that does, like, park, urban landscape things. I don't know. So and it doesn't have either of their brands on it. So I don't know what it is. But look at this. It's,
ooh, that's fun. Oh, that's so cool.
I'm obsessed with this sticker.
love it. I love the dinosaur.
Right? There's like the dinosaur and then the rainbow and the boy on the bike. I'm like, this is the...
It's so fun.
Yeah. I'm like, what even is this?
They're just amazing.
I know.
And I love the, like, that retro vintage kind of stuff. Like, that is, it's such a style now, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of that low brow, like, stuff can be funky, you know, and that's the fun of it. Like, working with breweries and in the craft beer community, I've never felt so at home. You know, I feel welcomed. I feel accepted as an artist. I can try different things, and it's not, you know, design jobs I've had before. Like I said, it's basically make it bold, make it centered, put a starburst on it, and that's your newspaper ad, you know? And it's like, yawn, how boring is this?
Yeah. Well, that's when the decision makers are taking direction from board members who want to literally just don't.
They don't have a creative eye, but they think they do, and they just dictate, and it just turns into this corporate cookie cutter.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you they want stuff outside the box, but they won't ever let you do it.
Yeah.
So that's when I started the design studio. Yeah. I was like, I'm doing my own thing.
So are there any breweries what breweries do you work with and for? Like, are there any that you do all of their work?
Monument City in Baltimore, Maryland, I do all of their can designs. I'm their sole artist. I do their tap handle designs, keg colors, sell sheet, the distribution sell sheets for their distributors, all their poster designs for upcoming events at the brewery. If it's a live music, you know, a band on the backstage, I do all that stuff. Their swag design from t-shirts to hats to stickers. I've done some large mural painting work. I also work with 1623 Brewing Company out of Maryland. Crooked Crab, Fourscore up in Gettysburg, Wallenpaul Pack, and Bovino's up in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. Done some stuff recently with Tahoe Tessie. They just started, it's Record Street Brewing out of Reno, Nevada. They started a hard seltzer line. So I did the complete branding, logo design, labels for all that stuff. Everything from East Coast to West Coast, I've done stuff for a local brewing company, several can designs out in San Francisco, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
Wow.
Some international stuff out in Abu Dhabi. I've done a camel illustration for a label out there. Might be doing some stuff in Kenya. So, yeah.
Interesting. So we will have to stay tuned on those. So what's it been like when you said for Monument City, you do all of their stuff. So when you started working with them, what did they have already in place?
They were working with a couple different local artists in the Baltimore area. And I had done, when I was freelancing and I still had a full-time my graphic design job, I had freelanced two or three illustrations, and they really liked my style. You know, it really represented what they were looking for, that, you know, tell the story of the brewery and their vision, that handcrafted pen and ink, just the time they, you know, they offer super high quality beers in Baltimore, and they wanted a label that also said, hey, this is high quality. There was a lot of time taken into making the fine little lines and the detail. So I had done several more, and they...
Oh, wow. This Pagoda, the Pagoda Pale Ale. That's fantastic.
That one's so good.
We
were going to do beach towel designs with that one. I'm not sure if we're, you know, a little late in the season yet, so they might be in the spring, but keep your eye out for a Pagoda beach towel.
Making really a towel love, out of it.
Yeah, a beach towel.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, in this day hike? I love that one.
Backpack guy. That's one of my favorite ones.
Wait, where is that? I'm on their Instagram page.
Oh, you're on their Instagram. Keep your eye on it tomorrow. There's a new release coming out tomorrow. It's a fruity one. It's pretty good. They did a collab with Fourscore in Gettysburg. So,
oh, who you also work with.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another fun thing about the industry.
Because it's funny when they do collabs and they have to pick someone's artist. So it's funny when it kind of works as both.
It can always be challenging trying to meet the style of the other brewery or, you know, but it's always super fun. Like the collaborations, it brings everybody together. And essentially, you know, there's never really like that competitive feeling even between the artists. Like I follow a ton of other label artists and they follow me and we draw a lot of inspiration from each other's work and we're so supportive. There's never like, oh, you got to do this. And
awesome about it too, is that like, it's also because there's always new beer. You always need more labels. Like we always need more, like especially with the industry as a whole, like that's one of the most fascinating things about it coming from like my past work is like, coming from like the most competition to like, yeah, you want the recipe?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Like,
of course. Come over. Let's brew. Like, we'll make something cool together.
Let's team up. Everything's team effort versus, you know, as a graphic designer in the past, it's always like, you know, no, you can't see what I'm working on, you know? And like now everything's like, let's brainstorm. Let's make mood boards. Let's look at this.
And it's just so refreshing. It's just like,
it is.
That's why seriously, it's like really when it comes down to what industry do I have a really big love for and interest in, but also like with 2020 COVID, just evaluating like, how do I want to spend my life? It's like in that kind of environment with these kind of like,
yeah, it's fun.
It really is so tangibly, it's like a palpable difference that I think, and really that's why I'm like, I hope that some people can also listen to this and see how there's so much work and so much creativity and so much stuff that can be done in working in craft beer, and that like, because I can imagine like it's just random, like if I was an artist graphic designer, like I might not immediately think about that.
It never crossed my mind out of college of like, let me try to build my portfolio towards this, you know. Yeah. It was never a thought
when really it'll almost let you do have so much more creative control. So then I wanted to ask then, so when you came into Monument, were you changing the brand? Was it a quick change? Did you have to like do it in like a phase? And like with the, you can like maybe either Monument or like pick a, or like one in particular, like what is the guidance they give you? What are they looking for? How does the process work? Are you given a name? Are you like, and do they have ideas or do they say run with it? You have full control. Like, how does it?
Yeah, most of the times they already have a name or, you know, so they're already brewing it. A lot of times it's already like in their fermentation tanks and it's already in the stages and between like the head brewer and the owners, they're already kind of thinking about a name. Sometimes they might send out a name survey and get the employees or, you know, different key people they work with to kind of vote on what they're thinking, you know, like, hey, this is going to be a hazy IPA. Here's the malts that we used. Here's how long, you know, it took in the tanks or where it's going to be distributed, what the target audience is. So there's a lot of things that they already are thinking on. And then I'd say 90% of the time, the name of the beer is already chosen. They already know what they want to call it based on like, this is a sour or this is a stout or, you know, so that dictates the illustration. Like for instance, for 1623, they already had the name On the Fly. So this one's kind of geared toward the fly fisherman.
Yeah.
So, that illustration develops based on the name, which they typically have already chosen, but sometimes I'm involved in the creative process of throwing out ideas of, you know, what we might be able to call it if it's hazy and it's more fun or fruity and sour. You know, we're not going to look for a darker illustration, you know.
Okay, so can I ask you questions about, like, specific ones you've done? If I, like, say one that I like, can I, like, maybe, like... Yeah. Can you share, like, if there's anything interesting, like, or how that came to be, or if there's any backstory or something? Okay. Bee sting, I feel like... Wait, what is this? Freaky fish?
Oh, that is so fun.
This so much. What brewery is this?
Telluride. Out of Colorado.
Yes. That one was goodness. This is so funny.
So that was, you know...
So anyone listening, you can't see this, obviously. It's like this... It's called Freaky Fish from Telluride, but it's this, like, green background, but it's this, like, fish with... It's one of those, like, deep-sea creature fish with, like, the light that it has for itself.
Like an angler fish.
But it's a hop, but then it's, like, all crazy and weird colors, and, like, the font for fish is just so... This is just wacky and super cool, and I love it. And so, like, okay, you get freaky fish. Like, yeah, we need a freaky fish. But, like, how do we go from we need a freaky fish to we get this?
Well, that was pretty much the direction that, like, you know, we're making this really crazy beer. And the name of it is Freaky Fish. And, you know, they want something on the label that is really going to grab the customer's attention. It's a dry hopped brew. A higher ABV, 8.5. So they're looking for something intense, something creative, a creature. Like, what is this freaky fish? What does he look like? So I did this, you know, crazy cartoon illustration of an angler fish where he's kind of like, I'm envisioning, like, there's this poor fish stuck down in the fermentation tanks, and he's literally been living. He's been living as yeast and hop combination. Developed this abnormality that, you know, his eyes are popping, he's got teeth, he's got a fishing lure in his tongue and lure all over him. You know, he's something extreme, you know, and his little angler is a dangling hops, you know, like all of this happened
but
to him.
But then the fish, the letters.
Yeah, and then that's hand lettered.
Artists and breweries, so many people that would have just used a font. It is so intricate. It adds so much to it. And it's, like, truly so cool. Like, even if I'm not drinking that many IPAs lately. And even though my fridge is full of them, and I'm, like, actively trying to not buy more. Like, this is one, like, I would buy the can because I had to.
Awesome. Like, with t-shirts with that design, too, because he did so well, which keep your eye on my website. There'll be some shirts coming.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm excited for that. Oh, and I love how you have the process, too.
Just kind of the sketching of, you know, what it came about.
When it goes all the way up the whole can...
What? The whole way, a shrink wrap can.
Did they print those, or was this just a mock-up?
They printed a label. The shrink wrap can was a mock-up. It's a lot more
expensive. Because it looks so good.
It's a lot more expensive to do a shrink wrapping, so they just did a vinyl label for the actual can.
I think someone just told me they were like, the order minimum is like 200,000 cans or something for like...
If it's, you know, and then the foil, or, you know, if you print directly on the can, that gets super expensive. But
yeah, wait, did you also do this head with the goldfish in it?
That was another artist that
I couldn't tell because I could see it's part of their pack.
Yeah, they offered a six pack with six different fish designs, so it was super fun.
I love. Okay, so that's so fun. So has there ever been something you did and they, you were, or do you often get a lot of feedback and make a lot of changes, or?
It depends on the client sometimes. Okay. And, you know, that's something that I put in my contract, that it includes so many revisions and so many changes. Cause you know, sometimes you get clients that you could do this freaky fish and they were like, oh, I was thinking more of a shark or more of a goldfish or more of a, you know, so you could spend hours redrawing concepts. So you kind of got to put a cap on, you know, although I'd love to, I just got to make sure I get paid for my time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. So I can't draw for shit, but I can paint for some reason. They switched the art teacher on me in high school, and so I ended up in woodshop and dropped out of art. But because I never wanted to do it professionally or anything serious. And at that point, it was like the studio class or whatever, where it was more serious. And I was like, this is too much. I don't need to do this. And yeah. So I have But I can low-key paint a little bit, though. Definitely not much. I have not improved since then. But, you know. And so now I have, like, this iPad and, you know, Procreate. Yeah. And, like...
Yeah, I love Procreate. It's so fun.
And certain things I'm trying to do, and, like, because it's so cool when you can do, like, the time-lapse and you make little GIFs out of things and stuff. And now that I'm trying to start doing, like, YouTube, trying to figure out the, like, video animations and stuff. And that's, like, partially in, like, PowerPoint, though, or something. I don't, whatever. But so, like, just for fun, though, and because the
brushes and...
Oh, it's just nothing makes you feel better than, like... My hand would have not have done that. Have done that, but it looks amazing. Thank you. But I'm like, I'll look at the timestamp on it or something. I'm like, oh, 8 hours have passed by.
Just doing that one. Yes.
Doing that one letter. And meanwhile, I'm just also learning how to, like, use these things to start with. Yeah. So I'm like, it's not even intricate. It's literally just like eight. But you can spend so much time, and especially with, like, I spend so much time making graphic things on it, like drawing things, like designing things that I have so many ideas for, but I cannot complete. And so no one will ever see it. I'm like, you look like the time log is probably like years of my life. Or not at this point, but so much time spent just on these files that will never see the light of day. But
just drawing,
But you have to be compensated for it. Like, that's like, and that's what people don't get to is, like, so even from as a designer, I'm like, okay, if I have to make these couple changes or something, you know, if they want to just change the color of something, I'm like, that shouldn't be that hard. You change the color, like. Some things. But then when you start doing these things, it's like, it might end up being an hour and a half long process, or for some reason or another, or it might whatever. And it's like, I get that even visually you might not see the change that much, but there was a lot of time, like.
Yes.
And I also feel like so many people always want, like, artists to, like, just do stuff for free because it's like.
Because we like to do it. Just do it. You know,
that did though take me 20 hours.
Yes. Like, some of the illustrations for my labels are, you know, 15 to 20 hours just for the illustration. That's not coloring it. That's not the layout. That's not the logo, the typography, you know, so.
And for me too, like, some the cans I like typically are either, like, super crazy or super simple or, like, super intricate or super
really clean and modern.
And it's not a given that one takes more time, but hand-drawn illustrations and the line work and everything just does take more time. Is there a difference in, like, pricing? Like, how do you, with what the client wants, is it like, oh, I do B beer labels. How does that work?
It's always an estimate. When the client comes to me, typically like the breweries that I work with now, it's a set price. So sometimes you make a profit, sometimes you can lose, depending on how many changes or comps or coloring or sketches before you get started, because I'm just charging that one flat rate. Typically a new brewery, I try to assess what they're looking for, what kind of concept development. You know, I'll provide two sketches from the get-go of two different styles of fish. We can make a couple tweaks to it and then move forward. And then, you know, there's additional charges if we're going to keep sketching or comps or more, you know, more than one or two layouts. So yeah, it's something I'm always watching my time and kind of documenting. Like I know, you know, how long it takes me to do an intricate pen and ink piece. And I know how long it takes me to do the label design. So my pricing is all based on experience, losing in the past and not charging enough. And, you know, I have a lot of new breweries that do reach out all the time and it's not in their marketing budget that like, hey, this is all we can afford because they don't have a huge distribution and they don't want to pay more than X for a can, which is great. But also it takes me X amount of hours to do the style that I do. So
would you ever consider only being an in-house for one brewery, or you like having, I mean, I don't see why you would not want your own studio, but.
I love the variety, but you know, of course, if the price is right, I've had breweries ask me before because my style is so specific that they kind of want to own just that style. Mm. So when they see that pen and ink style come out on another label that isn't their brewery, it's almost like, oh man, that almost looks like us. And we want our brewery specific to that pen and ink style, which I can do.
They want like exclusive Hoot Studio.
That comes with the licensing price. Like there's a price that, you know, Jen owns that style of artwork. And if that brewery wants sole licensing of that style, I can certainly design for just that brewery and only that style, but it's, can you afford it?
Definitely. So, because then I'm not working for anyone else.
Yeah. That means I have to say no to other people that, literally. You know, that's keeping the lights on. So I design for, you know, even outside the craft beer industry, I do labels for hot sauce, for coffee.
Oh my gosh. Someone else I said interviewed did hot sauce. It was the one other thing too, which is funny. What was the other thing you said? And coffee?
Coffee packaging. Yeah. And then I'm working on some stuff for a company called Sasquatch Fuel. So they're a sustainable food. So if you're like, if you're camping, backpacking for days, you know, it's these little packs of food that you can make over the campfire and things like that. So a lot of the different things that I design end up related back to craft beer because you're out hunting, fishing, drinking beers, out kayaking, you know, so they all kind of knit together, you know, everybody's drinking beer.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. So I also had on, was it last week's episode? Last week's episode, I think, was with Living Waters Brewing. And they're in East Nashville, but they, not your beer cans as much, but your aquatic illustrations, the solo one, more so like the
jellyfish,
all those kind of really, I feel like it's a very similar style. Like I feel like,
oh cool,
have you seen them ever? It's so different. It's funny, it's different, but it's similar, but it's like, I don't know.
I'll have to look them up.
Yeah, it's and one especially just because I'm looking, because it's like, what's it called? Here, it's like, I just love this one. Wait.
Oh, a stingray. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like,
fun.
It's aquatic and it's the lines, but that one has less detail than a bunch most of them. But it just it is a little reminiscent of it, but
that's so
not
fun.
Really how it all comes together. I don't know, but and then so have you done any like matching murals? Like you said, you did some murals too. So where have you done those?
At the breweries, yeah.
Which one?
Monument City. So yeah.
So okay, wait. We've been talking for so long. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to watch.
Wait,
I'll have to
we literally never got off. Yeah. Okay, wait. So, a couple quick questions. What is a favorite label you've done? Do you have one? Is there a good story behind? Is there one that stands out for some reason that you love? Or
one of the recent ones, I really like the Sunny Fields by Monument City. So here, I'll show you. I know they won't be able to hear this on the podcast. But it's a nice monochromatic muted color palette that I went with. Mm. And, you know, it just kind of tells the story of, you know, there's this lady walking through the wheat field and there's a little farmhouse in the background. It has lime in the beer, sea salt with lime. So it's just a nice, refreshing kind of sour beer on a summer day.
I love that.
I got to do a t-shirt design that matched this as well. And it's definitely a refreshing summer beer. And I think it brings it full circle because I love doing, I like doing nature art and outdoor stuff. So the wheat was super fun to do, but it's one of my favorite beers to drink too. So I guess that's why it's a favorite.
Yeah. So that's usually my next question. Cause I'm like, do you have a favorite label? Do you have a favorite beer? Cause if it's like, if it's one brewery or something, and then, or I guess in general, I guess, but, and then is it ever the same beer, which is rare?
Yeah, sometimes. Like I'm a big fan of, I like lighter beers, you know, mm-hmm. pilsners and just American lagers.
Me too.
But, you know, I will do like this brown ale. See, I'm not a huge fan of the darker beers or the stouts or the real, you know, dark lagers. But because I love doing the fish on the can so much, when I drink it, I feel different about it versus a brand that I didn't do the label. So I tend to kind of like it more when I see my art on the can.
I love that. That's so funny. Has your beer palette widened greatly?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you drink Bud Light anymore?
No.
Did you before starting the art?
It's all appreciation for the craft beer and, you know, not just cans that I've designed, but other local artists, because I appreciate the time and effort that went into creating that.
Yeah.
I want to drink it and look at the art at the same time. It's a whole experience.
100%.
Of seeing the art, hanging in the brewery, the
tap. Then the tap handles too, you said that you do as well, which is awesome. Yeah. Like, I love that.
Just the unity between everything brings it full circle.
Branding, labeling, doing all the art, everything, it's complicated, but it is simpler when you have one person who can do it all, like we were kind of talking about before. And so if a brewery does want to have incredible labels and maybe work with you and Hoot Design Studio, am I saying that right? Yeah. Where can people find you? On the internet, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, pretty much almost all the social platforms, heavily mainly on Instagram at Hoot Design Studio, but also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Behance, Dribbble, YouTube. So pretty much any social platform that you have, just type in Hoot Design Studio and I'll pop right up. But I heavily post a lot of process photos and up and coming kind of sneak peeks at some beer releases coming out on my Instagram. So definitely give that a follow, because I allude to a lot of stuff that's coming out from the brewery if you want a little behind the scenes or try to guess what, you know, what's coming up.
That's awesome. And also on her website, which is hootdesignstudio.com.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, make an email.
I'm assuming, and we're correct. Yeah. she, by the way, though, I have to say, there's a store, and I'm literally obsessed with these things. So please go look, because if there's there's like this one, like it's this like beer making drawstring bag. I'm obsessed. It's so cute. It's this like. Well, anyways, go look hootdesignstudio.com and also /store, because I love her stuff and you guys have to go check this out. But anyways, thank you so much. It was so amazing to talk to you, talking to you.
Awesome. This was fun. And I really appreciate you taking the time to interview me, and I look forward to following you on Instagram, and we'll have to keep in touch for sure.
That was so much fun. This is my problem. I literally tell people to plan. People always ask me, they're like, oh, like, how long is the interview? Like, we're recording podcasts, etc. I'm usually like, oh, you know, like 45 minutes to an hour. I don't know. We just talked for an hour and 40 minutes. I mean, every time. I just can never stop talking. I can't. Oh, gosh. Can you hear this thunder? I wonder if that's picking up. It is really raining outside, so apologies for that. But anyways, that was a great conversation. I loved talking to her, especially like there was just a couple things that I really liked about it. Like when talking about like combining the art of graphic, or like combining graphic design and illustration, and how they're different, and how a lot of breweries kind of don't have one solution for both, or mixing and matching like people and companies and stuff. I thought was really interesting, because one, like just practical advice, like practical advice for helping your branding and your art and your brewery, etc. But also like, I just never really understood, or I knew what the difference was, but I guess I assume that all graphic designers are also artists or illustrators, because if you don't draw or something, I'm like, why would you end up in that doing graphic design? Like, I feel like that's I feel like in my brain, it's like, I am an artist. I want to do stuff. And so we need to incorporate graphic design to make it like a career and sell things. I don't know, whatever. But, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Also, it's just kind of crazy how many breweries she does the labels for and the artwork for, and not just beer too, does other stuff too. It's like, that's a lot. I mean, and her illustrations are so detailed. I'm like, that needs to take 20 hours minimum. How do you come out with multiple a week? But okay. So anyways, I had a lot of fun and hope you enjoyed listening to that. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss anything, don't miss the next episode, please make sure to follow, like, or subscribe to this wherever you are listening to it. And I'd love to hear from you. So by the way, so now if you want, you can send in like a voice memo, like a question or comment for me. The link is in my Instagram bio at Beer Can Lovers. Instagram bio has the link, and it includes the link to this thing where you can like send me like a really quick voice memo, and then I can include it and then answer your question. And if you want, and if you say like don't include my name, obviously I won't do that. But so check that out, and I will see you next week. Cheers.